Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on from 1 until 4. And if you miss the show after 4 o'clock, it's a podcast on the iHeart app. John Cobell Show on demand. Last call for the Moist line, right? 877-MOIST-86. If you've got anything to rant, rave, and complain about, 877-MOIST-86, because we're running all the highlights tomorrow. You can also use the talkback feature on the iHeart Radio app. Now, in the studio, Steve Garvey.
Or the lowlights, right?
Well, like, yes. That would be more accurate.
You have always been fair and balanced, my friend.
Highlights and lowlights,
nice,
yeah.
Nice to be back with you.
Steve, as you know, you should know, running for governor, running for Senate against
one
Adam
at a time.
Should have been governor.
Yeah.
He's running against Adam Schiff as a Republican for U.S. Senate. And you held a news event today. Talk about all the insanity going on the college campuses and elsewhere, all these pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitism, all this stuff going on is really crazy. What motivated you to speak out today about what's going on?
Well, John, you know, we've come a long way in 6 months. You know, we were fortunate to talk to you after we announced we got to the general, almost a dead heat with Adam Schiff. I think we were 4,000 votes difference in 4.5 million casts. We won the temporary seat by 300,000.
Right, the 2 month seat.
And we, you know, we beat all the Republican primary presidential candidates by 500,000. So we've got a good start.
Right, yeah.
But it's, you know, it's been, and we talked about this. The reason I got in the race was because what I thought was an implosion of this country, a dysfunctional Washington, career politicians who weren't thinking about the people, they were thinking about power. And what I've always said is, I'm the one person that's running for all the people. I never took the field for Republicans, independents, Democrats. I took it for all the fans, and now it's for all the people. And it's days or weeks like this when if you talk about leadership and the lack of it, and all these years, I think one of the things people always remember me as a leader on my team, I built teams, businesses, was that I was always willing to step up in difficult times and talk about what was needed. And we talked the last 2 days with my great team, and we decided let's do a press conference. We did it at Beverly Park, right off of Santa Monica, where there's 1,300 flags, Israeli flags, and 30 countries represented to signify the sacrifice that the Israeli people made. But it's more than that now. Recently, I've been up to the Hoover Institute and spent about 6 hours with their fellows talking
up
about... Up at Stanford. Met with Condoleezza Rice and her staff. Talked to General Mattis. Spent time with Admiral Ellis about geopolitical ideas. And this is the rarefied air. Talked about economics. Talked about the border issue, the homeless issue. So they have a deeper understanding, probably deeper than my opponent or most politicians, because once you get in a position... It has a tendency to be, you know, day after day doing the business, making votes, but not really touching and talking to the people. And what I got from that session with them was, we're in dangerous times. It's never been more dangerous globally from a defense position than now. We're underfunded. We're helping Ukraine. We're helping Israel. We have to develop awareness for Taiwan. And they said, it's never been more dangerous, but we have never been more optimistic because now is an opportunity to bring our allies together. Everybody's watching us and looking for leadership now because everything is so dire. Let's get together, start building defensive platforms where we need them.
But you have a lot of Democrats backing away from Israel.
Very interesting,
isn't it? They're stumbling, you know, tripping over each other to run out the back door, afraid to support Israel anymore. And that includes Joe Biden, that includes Chuck Schumer, the Senate president. And suddenly the only ally that we have in the Middle East, the greatest ally we've had, is suddenly on probation.
Right.
And it looks like might be abandoned.
Yeah.
Depending what happens in the next election.
Well, do I think this country is going to be invaded by enemies? No, we're that strong. We are a deterrent around the world. But I'm more concerned about an implosion within this country. And this is a prime example of how, starting with the Israeli war, that within 48 hours, over 100 colleges and universities were activated to protest. Now, this was programmed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dark underlying factor that's sponsoring this, that's supporting this, that's funding this, that's getting these kids, and they really don't understand what they're talking
about.
Have
you seen some of the interviews? They admit we don't know what it is that NYU is doing with Israel. We don't know. We have to get educated. But they're out there chanting and hitting their drums.
But all we know is pro Hamas.
Yeah.
They're being persecuted. Please, really? Have you gone to the UN site that talks about their investigation and the videos from that initial attack, that genocide on Israel? I mean, you won't believe it. You have to turn away. But this is what happened. Don't talk about let's have a ceasefire. I mean, I've said from the beginning, Israel yesterday, today, and tomorrow, I support with my whole life. We can't tell them what to do. We can't tell them that they can't maintain their sovereignty. We can't tell them they can't protect their state. So anybody that starts in politics, you know, left wing, progressive, whatever, that says, oh, there's genocide on Hamas. Really? Israel's being attacked. And we say, well, don't respond now, right? Don't respond to those 300 missiles and drones that were sent over there because you'll inflame a Middle East war. I'm sorry. This country has always been about the United States, about protecting our allies, protecting democracy around the world.
Do you think we've been infiltrated?
Absolutely. Absolutely. These groups that you see at USC, at Columbia, NYU, that's starting now at UCLA.
Yeah.
All these are deterrents to life in America, life on the campuses. And I talked about today in the press conference. Let's make these leaders accountable. Let's make these presidents accountable. Let's make Washington accountable. Let's, if you believe that that all these displays now are organic, you're totally wrong. It gets back to what I said. It's funded by a dark underbelly that's trying to, it's not about Israel. It's about dividing America.
Right.
It's about getting
destroying us from within.
Getting back to a Marxist society, getting back to a socialist society, where you control the people and try to make them all look as much alike as possible.
Hang on. You got time for another segment?
Are you kidding? Absolutely. Yeah.
Steve Garvey, he's running for Senate against Adam Schiff here in California on the Republican ticket. We'll do another round with him.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Steve Garvey, he's running as a Republican against Adam Schiff for Senate. And we were talking
not
about
the governorship.
Not the governorship. I gave you an I don't know. Is that an upgrade to be? I'd rather be governor than senator. Just that's my preference. But you want to be senator. So
that's well, the timing.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, I'm still young at 75, vibrant. You know, let's
you got to go with the job opening, right?
Governorship may be open sooner better than later.
Yeah. So we were talking about just all the idiotic demonstrations against the Jewish people in Israel in favor of the terrorists. Did you see that USC canceled its graduation ceremony?
Absolutely.
I mean that is so.
And this is about leadership. You know, today my theme was political courage. You know, I'm stepping up out here and talking about it. You don't see too many people talking about it, liberals, because they're torn, right? They're torn between left wing and even my opponent, Adam Schiff, obviously is for Israel, being Jewish. But that's all. You won't hear him say anything else.
No, I haven't heard much out of him on this.
Political courage. Stand up and say exactly what you mean. Political courage. The DA, Garcon.
Yeah, Gascon.
Gascon. What are you going to do? This is terrorism disguised as free speech. Anytime that you start to abuse people physically, mentally, spiritually, and for me also, this goes into the community. This goes into our law enforcement, the police, and the sheriffs. And all their special support, they're being affected too. They put their lives on the line. You don't know when one of these, what you think is a relatively calm display, all of a sudden is ignited somehow. Because these are run by organized people. You can see them walking around the group, right? You can see them put phone numbers on your wrist. This is all programmed. And Mr. Gascon. Are you going to prosecute these people that you're bringing into the police station for terrorism, which is what they're doing? Because they're affecting these Jewish students. By the way, Jewish students, what do they have to do with Israel? Nothing. They're trying to get an education. Their parents are spending their hard-earned money trying to get them a great education. And the institution is letting them down because you're supposed to be in a safe, protective environment to learn to coexist a culture. That's not what's happening.
Hamas is one of the most vicious terrorist organizations on the planet.
Absolutely.
And we know what they did. So we have these students and these outside agitators, these people who have organized these protests, and they're not students. And they've created these demonstrations, which has now frightened the USC administration into not having a graduation ceremony because they're afraid of terrorism, because they're afraid of the terrorists. They're afraid of their own students supporting terrorism. Somewhere in there is a terrible crime and a terrible shame that all the people who are not supporting terrorists, they can't have a graduation now.
Yeah. What this does is it puts a mental gridlock on leadership in colleges and universities, great institutions that were rolling right along. Fortunately, unfortunately, they didn't have any foresight committees where you think, what's the worst thing that could happen? And it is this, because think about hundreds of college universities around America now being organized to protest. It's a pretty good franchise. Good franchise for pro-Hamas.
And there's a lot of money in it.
A lot of money in it. It's all being driven by dark money. And I challenged the press today. I said, here's your opportunity. I'll protect your free speech. But you go out and find out who are the perpetrators of this. Who are trying to be the underlying source that's trying to fractionalize America?
There doesn't seem to be any curiosity among the press to investigate this. There are a lot of demonstrations that are fake demonstrations, and they're organized by outside forces, and nobody ever delves into it, maybe years later. And this is definitely one of them.
Well, is media, is it news or is it infotainment? Is it visual? You know, people like videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I say this when I went to the border. We all watch videos of the border and we see this and we see that and we feel it's terrible until you get down there and it's much worse. Now, when you see these illegal immigrants coming across the border, raising their hands, and in 72 hours, they're going to have a debit card. They're going to have come back in 10-year card.
They're free
medical care. Out into America. They're having welfare paid for you and I in the state of California. And they're infiltrating America. And this is another way to fractionalize life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it goes into the streets. And what happens then? It's crime. What makes us feel the most uneasy? And that's not being safe.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening to us. Let's get that political courage. Join me. Step up. Step up, voice against terrorism. Let's get things back. Let's support our police. Let's make California golden again. Right? It's a little tarnished, but we can do this with the right leaders in a relatively short amount of time, like myself.
Steve, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming by. Come again anytime you want. SteveGarvey.com, right? That's your site.
Yes, sir. Say that again one more time.
SteveGarvey.com.
Nice ring to it.
Yes, it does. All right. So, Steve, running against Adam Schiff for U.S. Senate. Just happened that day. When we come back, we do have some details as to what that Secret Service agent who freaked out. She's one of Kamala Harris's Secret Service agent, and other Secret Service agents had to restrain her. She started attacking them. We'll tell you the details. It's some stuff you are not going to believe. You could not predict. This wasn't an ordinary psychological breakdown.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
That interview with Steve Garvey we just did in studios. On Eric recorded it for Instagram. If you want to look at it, 877-MOIST-86, 877-664-7886 is the Moist line. This is last call, really, for sure. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing the Moist line in this hour, and you can use the talkback feature on the iHeart app, and you can follow at John Cobalt Radio. You follow at John Cobalt Radio for the social media purposes. Conway's going to be here in half an hour. Okay, now here, this is really entertaining. And it got better as the day wore on. You may have heard that a female Secret Service agent assigned to protect Kamala Harris had a bizarre mental breakdown. This happened at 9 o'clock in the morning yesterday at Joint Base Andrews. That is the home base for Air Force One and Air Force Two. Air Force Two is the official plane for the vice president. And Harris was at her home at the U.S. Naval Observatory at the time of the incident. And I guess she was going to head to Air Force Two, and there was going to be some travel. So a female Secret Service agent known as Michelle Herzeg. Herzeg showed up at the terminal, and according to her coworkers, other agents began acting erratically. She grabbed one agent's phone and started deleting the applications on it. Then the other agent was able to recover his phone and pretended nothing happened. But Herzeg continued acting up. She began mumbling to herself, then hid behind some curtains, and then started throwing things. Like menstrual pads.
Oh, God. They weren't used, were they?
Doesn't say. I guess she was pulling them out of her purse. And so she's whipping them at the agent, telling him that he would need them later to save another agent. And then started telling all her coworkers that they were going to burn in hell and needed to listen to God. Herzeg then started screaming at the chief agent. They call it the special agent in charge. Rattling off the names of female officers on the vice president's detail and claiming that they would show up and help her and allow her to keep working. Now the agents believed she was in the middle of a complete mental breakdown. And she was approached, and the supervisor said that she was relieved from her assignment. Well, that didn't go over well. She then chest bumped her supervisor and shoved him, tackled him, and punched him.
Wow.
The other agents had to jump on her.
Is she a big lady?
You know, I'm looking at a photo, and it doesn't seem to be that big a lady, no. But, you know, she has a past. So they wrestled her to the ground. They had to take her gun away.
Oh, that's right. She had a gun. Oh, that's very scary.
She's willing to throw menstrual pads.
Yeah.
She's willing to fire off her gun. And they immediately removed her from the terminal, removed her from the assignment. Now the Secret Service agents are questioning whether it's the hiring process and they didn't adequately screen her background because they have a diversity, equity, and inclusion program. It's called 30 by 30. And they wanted to get 30% women on the Secret Service force by the year 2030. So they think they started ignoring some warning signs in her past because it used to be very strict standards to be a Secret Service agent. And, for example, in 2016, she was a cop with the Dallas Police Force, and she filed a gender discrimination lawsuit against the city, claiming she was assaulted by a male superior and she wanted $1 million. Well, a judge threw it out. Then she started claiming she was retaliated against. She started making sexual harassment claims. The lawsuit's thrown out. Court of Appeals threw it out a second time and then denied her a rehearing. And I guess these various judges thought she was full of it, making up the story. Because, you know, it's not hard to get these kind of discrimination lawsuits through the system and make some money. She also was involved with another officer shooting an armed man while he sat in a parked car. So she had the kind of record where the Secret Service would say, we just don't want to bother because they normally want a pristine past. In fact, an investigative reporter for the Post, Ronald Kessler, he's written several books on the Secret Service, and normally they would have viewed the discrimination lawsuit because it was dismissed. That would be disqualifying. That should have been enough to exclude her because you have to have a pristine record. This has been true in the past, and then goes on to talk about the 30 by 30 initiative. But there must have been, she must have like an unhinged some kind of wire loose.
And they weren't able to find, they couldn't find one other person instead of her to fulfill that 30 by 30
No, I don't know. I mean, they only had, only 12% of the Secret Service agents are women. Or actually, 12% of all the officers in the country are women. And 3% of leadership. So they've got this goal, and you know how this works in bureaucracies. You get pressure to meet the goal.
Yeah, but they still have to keep up the standards. And if there isn't enough people, then what can you do? You don't just hire somebody that isn't...
No, that's insane.
Right. Well, I wasn't going to say insane, but that doesn't fulfill the requirements.
If you're throwing menstrual pads, somebody's throwing menstrual pads at me, I'm going, you're insane. Well, there's probably other incidents in her past because you go through a pretty rigorous background check. I mean, this is when you're protecting the vice president and the president, you have to have lived a perfect life.
Yes.
So this can't be the only incident. This can't be the first time she had a breakdown.
Someone's going to get fired who didn't do a correct background check.
Yeah, well.
Ignored it.
You start throwing menstrual pads.
You and the menstrual pads.
I just never heard of that. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
There's so many things I don't understand. And here's another one. I'm going to play a little clip too, but let me explain this. You've heard about this ridiculous drag queen story time thing, which completely baffles me. I don't know why you'd want to expose little children to drag queens reading stories. I don't understand what the upside of that is, really. And there's a particular drag queen known as Little Miss Hot Mess. And she showed up at a school in Massachusetts, Amherst, Massachusetts. And it was entitled Queer Storytime for Palestine. It was organized by the Valley Families for Palestine group. This is a real thing. And she starts to lead the kids in a chant. I mean, this particular person is really frightening. If I was a small child and I had her up on stage in front of me, I would be terrified. And apparently she was trying to get the kids to sing. If you're a drag queen and you know it and you really want to show it, if you're a drag queen and you know it, shout Free Palestine. And the kids started chanting Free Palestine. Now, you know, in Palestine, if you're gay or lesbian or a drag queen or whatever, you get murdered. You get executed. You might get stoned. But I guess the drag queen doesn't know that. Certainly the little kids don't know that. Here's a little piece of the clip. Cut number two. Wait a second. Which one is it? Oh, it's cut number one there. Just quick.
Today what we're going to do is we're going to shout Free Palestine. Can I hear that?
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it, shout
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it and you really want to show it, you're a drag queen and you know it, shout
Free Palestine!
Excellent.
These are little kids. I have a photo of them. These are little kids, and she's telling them to basically to imagine that they're all drag queens. And then shout Free Palestine, which is a nation that would murder drag queens if any of them showed up. I don't understand this. And the organizers put all the photos on an Instagram account of the kids and their parents watching and smiling. The parents wanted their kids to experience this. I mean, anything you'd want to say about this is so obvious. It's just hard to believe that it exists. Why do you want to entertain kids with men dressed up as women? What's the purpose of that? Like, what are you trying to accomplish? And you may have heard that Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction was overturned Thursday in New York, and he's probably going to get a new trial now. Now, he's still going to be in prison for a while because he was convicted here in Los Angeles, but story is he's going to try to use his the overturn of his conviction in New York to bolster his chances to get it overturned here in L.A. And the reasoning was, with the Court of Appeal, it was a 4-3 decision. They thought that the judge in the case had let too many other women talk about how they were sexually abused by Weinstein, and it created a prejudicial atmosphere. So I'm really confused on the law. I would think something like that is a pretty hard rule. Either you can bring in other similar cases to show a pattern of behavior, or you can't. So why did the judge think you can do it? It's been done. I mean, I remember in the Phil Spector trial, after the first trial was hung jury, in the second, remember when Phil Spector killed that actress? What was her name? Clarkson, I think. Lana Clarkson. What he did is he had testimony from other women who'd been on dates with Spector and got into his house, and how he had a similar ritual that led to eventually Lana Clarkson getting killed. And that's how they got the second conviction, proving that this is the way he treated women. And if they wanted to get up and leave, they put the purse on their shoulder, and that was the signal for Spector to lose his mind. Well, it's the same idea here. They got all these other women who'd been sexually attacked, and that was supposed to prove that the woman who brought these charges against Weinstein was telling the truth, and yet he was guilty of this crime. But now the appeals court says, no, you can't do that. So he's off the hook for now on the New York conviction, not the L.A. conviction. So he's remaining in prison indefinitely. Conway's here.
Wasn't that guy Phil Spector? Wasn't he the guy that showed up with that space wig for trial?
Oh, yeah.
Then at one point, he had all the hairdos of the monkeys. You know, he had the group, the monkeys.
Yeah.
He went through all of them. And, you know, it was interesting to see what wig he would show up the next day.
I looked up old videos of him. He used to show up on talk shows in the 1960s wearing bizarre, obvious wigs.
Right.
But back then, nobody questioned it. They just pretended he was normal.
And you know what he did? Instead of, he was sort of, you know, I guess smart and devious, but instead of getting a house in West Hollywood or Hollywood Hills or Beverly Hills, he went way out of town.
Right, yeah.
Where, you know.
Alhambra, I think.
Yeah, right. Before, you know, or Uber, Lyft, all that crap.
Sure.
Right? Hey, let's go to my house. Where is it? Riverside. You know, and that's, so a lot of women are trapped there.
Yeah.
You know, with this big castle of his and no Uber or Lyft to get out of there.
What a weird, spooky, scary guy.
Right. And not the only guy, obviously, in Hollywood who's a little crazy. All right. Steve Garvey's coming on with us. That's a cool deal. And Dean Sharp at 6:20. And then we have all the arrests at USC. Well, 93. We'll name all of them. And then UCLA's looks like they're going to have to clean up house as well. They've got an encampment there at UCLA.
Yeah, I know.
They're next.
The toddlers are going from college to college and making a big mess.
These are our future leaders.
Yeah, I know. That's what's scary.
That's wild.
Yeah, they're gonna be all the activists and politicians in 10 years.
They're the future reporters, future politicians.
That's right. Definitely. Yeah. They're all going to be working at the LA Times.
They'll be working right here.
Oh.
Give them time.
Yeah.
Give them time.
Some of them
already are.
Yeah. I was going to say. We know who you are. Crozier's got the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.